Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Consolo. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Evers reaches second base with a double. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops it up and throws to first, with wing covering, for the out. Evers moves to third. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Glynn moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lipon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan scores. Wynn moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Glenn bunts towards the mound. Nixon juggles the ball. That's an error on Nixon. Wynn scores. Avila moves to third. Glenn moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila scores. Glenn moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from White and he is out, Consolo applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Brown now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Glenn bunts towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Westlake moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Umflett strikes out. One out. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 0-for-1 in the game. LePond hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Consolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields the ball and throws to wing covering. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evers scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Consolo. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it and throws to second for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Umflett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 2 in the game. LePon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 3 in the game. Consolo strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Doby reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 11-3, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Westlake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Rosen scores. Doby scores. It's 13-3, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Owen Friend now playing second base. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio pinch runs for George Kell. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. One out. Luke Easter pinch hits for early win. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is hit by the pitch. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Hank Majeski now playing third base. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. White reaches second base with a double. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-4 in the game. Consolo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.